Now, go, if you would, to Matthew chapter number 20. And while you're turning to Matthew 20, I'll read for you from Hosea 13, verse 14. In Hosea, it says, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. And this is actually prophetic here. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. Look at Matthew 20, verse 28. It says, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. So Jesus Christ came to this earth to give his life a ransom for many. Also, it says in 1 Timothy 2, verse 6, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Now, Calvinists can't comprehend this. You know, much learning has made them mad. And so they, you know, they can't understand this anymore, where it says he gave himself a ransom for all. Because they're like, well, but over here it says he's a ransom for many. Now, let me just explain something to you. All is still many.
Yeah. Right.
Right? I mean, if it's all, if you give yourself a ransom for all, you still gave yourself a ransom for many people. But if you take their definition of many, which means, well, it's just certain people, well, then now all no longer applies. Okay? It says he gave himself a ransom for all. He died and tasted death, the Bible says, for every man. And it says, well, that just means just every man who's a believer. No, the Bible says he's the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. Meaning he's the Savior of those that don't believe. Now, it doesn't do them any good if they don't get saved, but he's still their Savior. If they would call upon him, he would save them, because it says he's the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. Okay, that proves that he, and even of false prophets, who the Bible says their damnation slumbereth not, even of damnable false prophets in 2 Peter 2, it says that they deny the Lord that bought them. You know, Jesus still paid for everybody. He gave himself a ransom for all. So it's great when we understand this word ransom. You can go back to Exodus 21. But when we understand this word ransom, we understand what Christ did for us, because here we are guilty of a crime, and the penalty is death. And there needs to be a ransom given for our life, except we don't have the money in our spiritual bank account to pay that ransom. It would be like if we committed some crime and it was, okay, you're going to prison for 5 years or $50,000 ransom. They don't call it a ransom anymore. They'd call it, you know, a fine, okay? But they say, hey, $50,000 or 5 years. If you don't have the $50,000, you're going to prison for 5 years. Now, anybody who had the $50,000 would pay it rather than go to prison for 5 years, okay? It'd be ridiculous. Oh, I'll just do the 5 years, keep my money. It wouldn't make any sense, right? You're going to make more than $50,000 during that 5 years. So you'd take it, but if you don't have it, you don't have it, folks. And guess what? Nobody has it when it comes to spiritual salvation. Right. Because we don't have the right. Our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, the Bible says. Right. So that's why the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We come up short to pay that ransom, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And remember, the word redeem was associated with the word ransom in Hosea 13. It said, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. So those two words are talking about the same thing. Basically, paying for someone to not be punished. Paying the fine instead. And that's what Jesus did. He paid our punishment. He paid our bill. That's the substitutionary atonement of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what gets us into heaven, is the fact that he paid our ransom with his own blood, with his death, burial, and resurrection. And if we're willing to just believe on him and trust in him, then he'll take care of it. And then we go scot-free. We've been ransomed. We've been redeemed. That's what the Bible means when it says that.